are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
Welcome to all our churches, Pretoria, Johannesburg, East Rand, Kroonstad, Welkom, George, Rustenburg, Maputo, Newcastle, East London, Gaborone, Pretoria, Central Presence, Grootvlei, Polesmoor, Uppington, Kimberley, Heartbeat FM, and our television audience, our live stream viewers, and of course all you beautiful people. It's cold in Bloemfontein, but then again, every year the same time, it gets cold. It's nothing new, so it's great to see you in church with your scarf, with your blanket, with yourself. Amen. Best place to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, God is good. God's got a good plan for your life. God's got a great plan for your life. Come on, look a little bit enthusiastic this morning. Look a little bit alive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, in Him we live and move and have our being. I want to talk to you today very briefly on stretching barriers and boundaries. It is true in our world that most people confine themselves to a lesser life and limit themselves to mediocrity and within certain boundaries. Think about it. Every child that is born neutral. No baby wakes up one morning and says, I don't like the black baby or the white baby or the colored baby. No child is born with fears, with insecurities, with limitations, with prejudice. No, my brother and my sister, these things have been skillfully programmed into us through our culture, our tradition, our upbringing, our family beliefs, our values. I remember when I was at school, the older generation, many of you here today, that is those of you over 50, how many over 50 years do we have here? Come on, come on, come on. They're in Pretoria as well. Kadetta was used as a tool to socialize white Afrikaner male youth into a masculine and military body. We were brainwashed to believe that we were better. This will make us look like men, and this will enable us to dominate those of other racial groups. Education in this country during apartheid, Bantu education, its major provision was to enforce racial separation in education or through education. The policy of Bantu education was aimed to direct black and non-white youth to unskilled labor, to teach people you are less than you actually are. So although we have a political new South Africa, many people unfortunately are still limited to certain confines and boundaries. And I want to talk about that today, because I do believe that God is a God that is unlimited, that God has an unlimited plan for your life, that the sky literally is the limit. Somebody once said to me, Pastor, don't say the sky is the limit. Well, when you get to what you think the sky will be above you again. So what am I saying to you? When you summit one mountain, God will show you the next mountain to summit. Everything people claim could not be done has been done in the last 100 years. Think about the next 10 years, the next 20 years. Think about your life, what you will accomplish and achieve if you can let go of certain inner beliefs. The 4-minute mile. Roger Bannister, 1954, the first man to break the 4-minute mile. In those days, doctors said it was humanly impossible for a man to break the 4-minute mile. The Wright Brothers Aviation are famous for flying the first successful aeroplane in 1903. Every time I get on an aeroplane, I think how this world has become a small place, because somebody dared to break a barrier. Somebody dared. It was possible to put a man in the sky. Think about it, all that metal, that plane in the air. Have you ever thought about it? Thousands of tons flying because somebody had the innovation, the thoughts to be able to create global travel. And now in the near future, we are actually going to go to Mars, says Richard Branson. Going to the moon on July the 20th, 1969, Apollo 11 was the space flight that landed the first humans on the moon. Americans Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Armstrong became the first to step onto the lunar surface 6 hours later, saying the famous words, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." How many of you remember the cell phone when it came out? Well, in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell, a Scottish-born scientist, invented the first practical telephone. 1876. From then, car telephones, and then the first cell phones. 20 years ago, that was like carrying a brick. I want to tell you, when I carried that cell phone, I felt like James Bond. How many of you remember them? You had to pull out the little area like this, and I had nobody to phone because nobody else had a cell phone. But listen, I was cool. I was smart. I was getting it. I mean, back in the day, you'd climb in your car, you'd say bye to your wife. 5 hours later, you would phone her out of Johannesburg in a tiki box. Now you sit in your hand. You can download anything. You can see the whole world. It's a source of information. Come on. Imagine if this has happened in the last 20 years, the last 10 years, what is in store for us as believers in the future. So I want to talk to you very briefly on breaking inner barriers or inner boundaries. Because what's happening in your heart will determine what is happening in your life. If you don't like your life, you have to change something on the inside. And I want to show you how today you can change something. It doesn't help you complain about your life, complain about your wife, complain about your marriage, complain about your job. You can have a better life. You can break some barriers. You can break that depression. Come on, you can break that negative cycle in your life. It is possible. So let us go to the Word and see what the Bible says in Proverbs 4 verse 23. We all know the scripture, but I want to bring a different angle today and show you something very interesting. The Bible says in verse 23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow or spring forth the issues of life. The word issues, underline that. The Message Bible, or the Amplified Bible says, verse 23, keep and guard your heart with all diligence, and above that guard your heart, for out of it flow the springs of life. The word issue, and I never saw this until recently, is a very, very interesting word. It is a Hebrew word spelled T-O-W-T-S-A-A-H. That word means boundaries, borders, and outgoings. Guard your heart, for out of it flow the borders, the boundaries, the extent of your life. Out of your heart flows what is in your heart determines the boundaries of your life, the borders of your life, and the outgoings of your life. What is in your heart? If you are bound in your heart, you will be bound out there. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Out of your heart, your beliefs, your values, what you believe inherently. After everything is stripped away, that will determine the extent of your life, how high you will go or how low you will sink. Now again, I'm not talking about storms. Storms come, John 16:33. Bad things happen to good people. Sometimes life will throw you a curveball. I'm talking about the level of life that you are camping at to summit the next mountain. So what is in your heart, the Bible says, will determine the boundaries, the borders, the accomplishments, the horizons of your life. What you see in ya, not what you see out there. A lot of people see the giants and they see the negative economy and they confine themselves to what they see. God gave us the ability to dream, to have visions, to look beyond the here and the now. And as you spend time with God, your heart will enlarge, your heart will increase. And as your heart increases, so your life will increase. So the beliefs in your heart, your true beliefs about God, is He able? Is He a good God? Is He a God that loves you? Your belief about His will for your life, your belief about yourself, these inner beliefs, my dear brother and my dear sister, will steer the entire course of your life. What you really believe on the inside, not the amen you say parrot fashion in church, but what you really believe about your future. What you really believe about your health, what you really believe about your marriage, about your job, about your career. If we want to move into the level I believe that God has for us to break these barriers, we have to let go of certain inerrant beliefs and, wait for it, excuses. Well, I was born on the wrong side of the railway. Well, I was born the wrong color. I don't have an education. I don't look like my sister. I don't look like my brother. I don't have money to start a business. You don't need money, my brother. You need belief. You need a vision. You need to walk with God. And once you hear God say something, Circumstances are irrelevant. You have to get rid of the I can't mentality and get hold of the I can mentality. Philippians 4 verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Again, it is out of your heart that the issues of life flow, the boundaries. Listen what Jesus said in Matthew 12 verse 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. The tree is your life. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You will always know what somebody believes when the pressure is on. When the pressure is on and the mouth opens, you can see the treasure of the heart. Now, let's listen to what Jesus says. He says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. So if I want to enlarge my boundaries, if I want to live a better life, I better look at the treasure, the belief system that is in my heart. Are you stuck in the same place because you're nursing and rehearsing and cursing the same setback? Are you stuck in the same place because you live life as a victim? Are you confined to certain boundaries because you believe life has been unfair? You didn't have a dad. You are not the right color, whatever that is. Well, you are the right color in the mind of God, because the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So yeah, Jesus clearly, and we know from English grammar, that either or denotes choice. He gives us a choice in the matter. Acts 10:34, the Bible says God is no respecter of persons. So God doesn't come and he says, I'm going to bless you and I'm not going to bless you. God has blessed all of us. But now according to the treasure of our hearts, what is in our hearts, we will live the extent of what is in us. Guard your heart more than anything, the Bible says. More than your gold ring, more than your valuables in your safe. Guard your heart more than anything, for out of it flow the issues of life. What is in my heart will determine the future. What is in my heart will determine how far I will go in life. So at any times I can get a sick heart or a cynical heart, or a disillusioned heart, or an unbelieving heart, or a small heart. That is why the Bible says, guard your heart more than anything, for out of it flow the boundaries, the extent. I've learned that most people don't want to look in their hearts. They want to look outside. They want to find a reason for where they are at. And God comes because God is the ever optimist. God is the problem solver. God shows you how to get from where you are to where God has called you to be. And he says it starts in your heart, not in the heart of your husband, not in the heart of your father, not in the heart of your owner of the company. It starts in your heart. You change your heart. You change your attitude. You change your belief system. You rid yourself of the excuses in life, and you have the potential to change your life. Come on, somebody say amen and give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah. So we are not limited by external boundaries, but by our inner boundaries. And that takes time to change that. We all know the story about Gideon, but I want to read it. Gideon hiding in a wine press. In verse 12 of Judges chapter 6, the Bible says, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, mighty man of valor. And Gideon said to him, oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has this happened to us? And where are all his miracles, which our fathers told us about? What was wrong with Gideon? He was a cynical Christian. He was trapped in the belief of his heart, which took him to a wine press, hiding. While God calls him to be a deliverer, he's hiding because of his self-belief. He says, where are your miracles, God? Did not the Lord bring us from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Then the Lord said to him, go in this might of yours and you shall save Israel from the hands of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? And he said to him, imagine having this conversation with God. And we do. When God talks to us and the dream of God comes, we neutralize. And I talk to people all the time and hear how they neutralize the plan and the purpose of God in their lives. Yeah, Gideon has a conversation. We may not think we're talking to God, but we're having those thoughts. We're having this conversation with God. I don't have what it takes. I'm not the brightest spark. I'm not the prettiest girl. Well, you have the greatest personality, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Stop devaluating yourself and underrating yourself. Stop looking at yourself through human eyes and begin to see yourself through the eyes of God, that you were created fearfully and wonderfully, that you live with God potential on the inside of you, and God is waiting for you to see what God sees so that you can become who God says you are meant to be. Come on, say amen in Jesus' name. Now, maybe you never came first in class. It doesn't matter. You still have a great destiny. Maybe you never played the first team. It doesn't matter. You will still play for the first team in business. Maybe you were the comely girl, the girl that nobody else dated. It doesn't matter. The ugly duckling became the beautiful swan. You're going to be somebody beautiful with age. Come on, say amen. Oh, come on. Look at yourself and love yourself. Look at yourself and celebrate yourself. Look at yourself and accept who God says you are. So Gideon, here it is, his belief system. Imagine an angel standing and talking to you. I mean, that should be a miracle enough, an angel coming and saying, God saving you, God touching you, that should be enough. But his belief system is so ingrained that listen to his response. He says, oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house. Brainwashed. God sees him as a mighty man. He sees himself as the least. So really, it doesn't matter how God sees you. It matters how you see yourself. Because how you see yourself will determine how you will live. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart, my inherent belief. That's why I have to look at Jesus all the time. I have to renew my mind all the time to see what God says about me. And I have to celebrate what God says about me, not what my culture said, not what my grandparents said, not what my friends say about me. It's what God says about me that is important. So Gideon is stuck in a wine press because of his inner belief, his excuses. I don't have what it takes. I'm just not able. Well, I guess it's not God's will for me. Oh, it's good enough for him, but not for him, me. He can have a nice car. I'll never be able to afford a car. They can have a nice house. I don't think we meant to have a nice house. Now, I'm not talking about materialism here, but I'm talking about, as the Bible says, 3 John verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Proverbs 23 verse 7, for as a man thinketh, so is he. Romans 12, 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God for your life. I mean, nobody's born in this world perfect. There are few privileged people that are born into the royalty. The rest of us are born into this world, and you have to make a living, and you will make a living according to your belief. Your marriage will be according to your treasure, for out of your heart flow the issues, the boundaries, the horizons of life. And I had to change my mind. Like I said, you don't get a delinquent child, you get a delinquent parent, because a child is born neutral. We're going to have a fantastic series in the very near future on parenting. To teach this young generation about parenting and grandparenting, whatever you want to talk about. Because you make a child what they are. I told my pastor this week as well, a new convert, you make them what they become. Jesus said, make disciples. When they get saved, it's your responsibility what they will become. How you teach them, how you guide them, how you train them, how you equip them. You as the pastor, as the parent, will determine where the people will go. What you instill in them. That's what we try to do from this pulpit. We try to remove the barriers, the boundaries. We try to make you see the will of God, the goodness of God, the love of God, the grace of God, that God is a loving God, a merciful God, that God is out to bless you and not to judge you, because that is the gospel and the word of God. Another example, Israel. 430 years of slavery. A nation bound under the yoke of Pharaoh, brought by God into that land, ended up slaves. Yeah, God comes to them in Exodus chapter 6. And the Bible says in verse 6, speaking to Moses and saying to him, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage. Now God says the same to us. I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to deliver you. And I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. And with great judgments, I will take you as my people. I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord. I am. I am. Whatever you need, I am the Lord. So Moses spoke to the children of Israel. What did he say? He was a preacher like Pastor Art Bolsov. He was saying, hey, God is out to bless you. How God is out to promote you. God is out to enlarge your boundaries. God is out to put his hand of favor upon your life. Believe that good things are heading your way. He spoke the word to them exactly as God commanded him to speak. And the Bible says, but they did not heed Moses. They heard him, but they did not heed him. They heard him, but they did not heed him. They could not believe. This sounded too good to be true because of anguish of spirit and cruel bondage. Anguish of spirit. They were bound in their spirits, which caused cruel bondage in their thinking. Do you know that if we could see what is actually going on in people's minds, we would have a greater understanding of why certain things are as it is? Because God is not after a shout in church on a Sunday, and it's okay if you shout. God is after a transformation. When you get saved, it is your spirit that is saved. But now your mind, your soul, your spirit soul, the soul that should be saved, that takes time. That has to be changed. Those paradigms, those patterns, those beliefs that have kept you in the land of bondage have to be changed. And I've seen with some people, I've been the pastor here now 21 years, and I see some people with still exactly the same mindset. They trip over exactly the same thing. 21 years later, the church has grown to tens and tens of thousands. They've seen the miracles of God. They've seen the hand of God. And in their minds, they still believe. It's difficult. Not me. I've never changed their minds. Never allowed the word of God to change their minds. Now, my brother, my sister, you can be saved for 50 years and stay exactly in the same place. You better listen to me this morning. Because what is in your heart determines the boundary, the horizon of your life, the minute your heart is filled with excuses. That's it. You're stuck. 5 years later, stuck in the same place because you are celebrating an excuse. And that's where Gideon was. God had to shock Gideon out of his excuses. That's why when I talk to men, I say to them, don't say I don't know. If you don't know, don't say I don't know. Say, I'll find out. Because we just studied in the evenings. You have an anointing and you know all things. God never meant for you to live life as a victim, a life filled with excuses. He came to give you the answers. Jesus is the answer. He is the way, the truth, and the life to every area of life. So if you become a settler in your heart, that's what your life will become. You have to change the treasure within. Because that's what Jesus said. Make the tree good and the fruit good. So the tree is known by the fruit. So my boundary is determined by my belief. Now what do? We want to feel sorry for somebody that doesn't bear fruit. God doesn't. God says, hey, you're a mighty man. What's wrong with you? Why are you camping in your inferiority? Why are you settling when you should be sojourning? Get up on the inside and move on in Jesus' name. Yes, the challenge. That if people become bound in their hearts, everybody attached to them become bound as well. So how you see yourself will determine. Your boundaries will determine how people see you. We're not talking about pride. We're talking about seeing yourself through the eyes of God. Seeing yourself as the winner God made you, as the barrier breaker God made you, as the fruit bearer God made you, come on, as the possibility thinker God made you, come on, as the problem solver God made you, come on, that's how God made you to be. Not a sad sigh, or Simon sad sack, sucking your thumb. Psalm 78 verse 40, 41, the Bible says how often they limited him. Or provoked him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. Yes, again and again, they tempted God and they limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited God. So God says, there, those are the horizons I have for you. And your beliefs are, I just don't have it. I tried. No success ever tried and did not fail. Because failure is not the defining moments of your life. Failure is not fatal. Your vision will determine where you end in life, and your vision better be more than a piece of paper. That vision has to get into your heart. What are the distant horizons? God said to Abraham, lift your eyes and see the land. Let my vision get into you. Lift your eyes and see the stars. Lift your eyes and see the sand. God was enlarging Abraham on the inside. I want every head bowed, every eye closed today. God's calling you back. There's a heaven to gain, there's a hell to shun. God doesn't judge you. But I've learned in my life, there are moments that we have to respond. Maybe you've come here today, there in Johannesburg, in Pretoria. You've never given your life to Jesus. If you died today, you don't know that you will go to heaven. You've never surrendered your life to Jesus. Or maybe at one time you did, but you've grown cold and you've wandered away from your Father's house. Today, God is calling you back. Come home. Come home. Come home. Some people climb back on the fence. God says, no. Give your all to me. Come on. Come on. Choose your freedom today. Choose to follow Jesus Christ. Give your all to Jesus today. While people are praying, heads bowed everywhere. You say, Pastor, that's me. In Jesus' name, right now, pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you died for my sin. I believe with all my heart that you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Today I open my heart and I invite you to be my Lord and to be my Savior. Wash me in your blood. Give me the power today to be your child. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for loving me just as I am. I give myself to you. I surrender all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.